Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me. And this is Ray of Light live now, and I am Ray R. Ellis. Anyway, everybody, this afternoon, again, I'm doing a short show of 30 minutes, and I wanted to provide an update in regards to a show that I had done on Saturday evening, which was, or Friday evening, pardon me, which was March the 4th, and the show was at 10 o'clock, North American Central Time. And you may recall the show was entitled Elizabeth, and this was the situation between a lady by the name of Elizabeth and the Hollywood Police Department, Florida. And anyway, I will be back in a minute to provide an update in regards to that incident. As you will may recall, that the incident was with a lady by the name of Elizabeth, and she had encountered three black officers that certainly intimidated and manipulated her, and it was certainly racially motivated. And basically, the situation was over a little pile of dog poop that had happened on the swale as to where she was walking. And anyway, within a couple minutes, I will return and provide an update on this situation.
I'm looking through you.
Everybody, back again, and so now I will proceed to give you an update. Now, Elizabeth was certainly in touch with me, and she had written the following email, a message to me, and anyway, the only thing that has actually took place since the incident and since we've done the show, which was last Friday evening, March the 4th at 10 o'clock p.m. And anyway, she had written and she said, and I quote, the captain of the Hollywood PD came to see if we really had a surveillance system. Once Rudy, that was her husband, once Rudy showed him that we do and let him see the system, he explained, that we have an old DVR and lost the remote, so the delay we're having on showing them. The captain then proceeds to tell him that the officer was allowed to push me because they have something called personal space. Really? Then she said Rudy told the captain that he chose to save the officer from her dog that was getting ready to bite her when she pushed me. And I said I was doing what they asked me, and she pushed me to provoke me. And then he told the captain he was on private property and that their conversation was not going in the right direction and to remove himself from our property. So was that intimidation or what? And then she said at the bottom, I'm in awe. Well, when you look at this and you consider all this, isn't it amazing? They, the police department, and the captain would come out to Rudy and Elizabeth's home to determine if they had a surveillance system. It's not unique. So, therefore, I take it that any individual is certainly to take the word of the police, but the police don't take anybody else's word as a civilian. So, whatever took place, you'd have to have a surveillance system. My, how interesting. The other interesting thing is that why would they not, and why do they not, feel comfortable in providing Elizabeth with any details in writing? Got a problem? Does the police department there, does the Hollywood Police Department in Florida not have a typewriter, even an old typewriter? Maybe a ballpoint pen, a pencil, something, a piece of paper maybe, that they could write out something. They have computers. They can't write anything. They can't send an email. They can't put anything into writing. It has to be done verbally. Well, how unique is that? Because, again, a conversation can get really twisted around. And shall we say the familiar word, misconstrued? Well, if that be the case, why then are they seemingly evading or avoiding to issue a written statement? Because this basically is what Elizabeth would be wanting. And, excuse me, and the other thing is that this whole situation from the start was, shall we say, corruption and abuse of power, intimidation, harassment. It was discrimination. We know that because it was racially motivated. And in many ways, it is just an absolute misuse of justice. Because where is the justice in all of this? They're not providing any answers on their behalf for the behavior, and certainly this captain is not providing any answers for the behavior of his three officers, bullies and goons and thugs and whatever you want to call them. He's not providing that, and he certainly is not providing anything in writing. And why is that? So again, it is obvious that these officers are attempting to cover up and save themselves from what they knew was wrong. And in fact, Elizabeth's mother, which many of you will be familiar with, she is the Reverend Karen Lee Sampson from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And Karen has been a special guest on my show, on many shows, and for the past many years. And she has made a comment on this. And like she had said in a message, she said these officers are attempting to cover up and save themselves from what they knew was wrong. If they were right, why would they be concerned about your surveillance system? She said to Elizabeth. And she said that in itself speaks volumes. They are concerned, yet attempting to bury this under the rug. And she went on to say, you need this in a written statement, in writing. And also she had indicated to Elizabeth that, you know, contact the chief of the Hollywood police in writing. Tell him that you are awaiting a written statement, no further harassment or intimidation techniques. Well, that's very true. Who do you got to go to in a situation like that to get an answer? What's the matter with these people? Do you have to go to the chief? Well, obviously he's looking that way. Do you go to the mayor? Do you go to the governor? Who do you go to get an answer on the conduct of these three, in my opinion, ridiculous officers, the way that they had acted and responded into such an incident, which actually involved the most ludicrous thing that you can think of, which was basically dog poop. You know, you'd question the fact, do these officers never go and poop themselves? I'm sure they do. Otherwise, I guess their gut would be breaking. So what's the problem? Yet they cannot address this entire situation in a reasonable and a courteous manner with any, shall we say, any level of diplomacy. This is the insulting aspect of this whole situation. To think that these people are working within a police department and this is the kind of response that you get. Instead of that, as I had indicated to all of you on Friday evening, that after Elizabeth had contacted their internal affairs at the Hollywood Police Department, then she was contacted by someone there that was wanting to know if she had a contact number as to where they could phone her, or if she didn't have, or whatever, then to give a contact number of her attorney. But then, later on, she got a call from this person, that it was a woman within the department, that called her up on the phone and suggested that Elizabeth meets her and has a conversation within the cruiser car, within the police car. How about that? Doesn't that really take the cake and the icing as well, also the cherry on top? But when you think of it, who would be that stupid to meet an officer in the patrol car or the cruiser to have a conversation with? Who would feel comfortable? Let me ask you that, by doing such a thing. So naturally, Elizabeth declined. And who wouldn't? Did they really think that she was that stupid? So therefore, this was the kind of response that she was getting, even when we done the show last Friday evening, and of course it was shortly after the incident had taken place. Now, this is not, they're not satisfied. Now they come out to Elizabeth's home and mention about a surveillance system. Now, if that is an intimidation, then you tell me what the hell is. Of course, it's intimidation. It's a form of harassment. But it's despicable and disgraceful on the police department and this captain to coming out and making such a request. So, again, like I said, who do you go to? Who does Elizabeth go to really get answers on this situation? So, therefore, this incident, the investigation into it is, shall we say, ongoing. Ongoing for what? Because we're all questioning as to what the outcome is going to be, and is there, in fact, going to be any answers. But we know that there certainly should be. But I would say, on this woman officer that did push Elizabeth, I would put this message out to her, to this officer directly. You know, honey, it goes like this. You may intimidate people physically, but I tell you, there is some force that you will not intimidate, and that is the spiritual force. And as a psychic medium, I'll say this to you. Maybe someday you may get a push and it won't be from a physical being on this planet. It will be from spirit. And they'll give you a push that maybe will push you a long way. And what are you going to do, honey? Draw your gun and shoot at them? Good luck to you. And if you think that there is not a spirit out there and that there are other forces within the universe, then you think long and hard, sweetie, muscles, because you'll find out that there certainly is. So while you don't mind bullying your way and intimidating a lady that weighs 93 pounds, and that is 4 foot 10 inches, a 33-year-old lady that had her 9-year-old daughter, and you don't think, and none of your supervisors or no one in the Hollywood Police Department feel that it is adequate to make an apology and to further investigate the situation. They're not concerned with the example that this officer had shown to a 9-year-old child, which was Elizabeth's daughter, Asoria. They're not concerned as to the message that they are putting out there to other kids or people that bully others. So therefore, bullying at schools and bullying on school grounds and or anywhere else is not an issue. We take it. Just because of the stupidity and the actions on this one woman police officer, plus the other two goons that accompanied her, that did nothing. They could have settled this incident so simple and respectfully if they had used any diplomacy, any level of diplomacy. But that obviously was not their intent. And it was certainly racially motivated, because Elizabeth has a black husband. And these were 3 black officers. And when he came out, they were threatening to take her to jail. When he came out, that's when they said, oh, no, they would not be taking the lady to jail. Amazing, isn't it? Yet if this was 3 white officers that had done the same thing to a black lady, we all know that discrimination would have been yelled out loud and clear. But in this situation, it was nothing. It was just supposed to happen, and you grin and bear it and you say nothing. Well, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I can say a hell of a lot. Because this is not right. And this situation needs to be rectified. And appropriately. And yet it's not happening. But I'm sure that Elizabeth will continue to pursue this, and so she should. And another matter that I want to raise on this show today is also this. In regards to the many friends that Elizabeth's mother has, which is Reverend Karen Lee Sampson, and Elizabeth herself, I also question their friends. Now, this show has been listened to by many people. Many messages, many emails, and so forth has been all distributed and sent out, advising these people of what was taking place. Yet, in this manner, they have not responded. And I would say to these friends of both Karen and her daughter Elizabeth, what kind of friends are you? Let me make a few comments in this direction, because they need to be made. True friends support each other, if not any other way, morally, if they are able to at all. And I know some of you, and therefore some of you certainly can. So why aren't you? If it was your daughter or your son that was in this situation, what would you do? Grin and bear it? Put tape over your mouth? Turn your back? Pull up the blankets over your head? What would you do? So in other words, I would say this. I'm sure that if you had to fart, I'm sure that you'd stand up and fart, would you not? But it seems to be in this situation, none of us can say anything. So where's the true friendships? And I can speak from experience. I, too, have had similar friends in the past. But then again, I didn't run up against the situation that Elizabeth has encountered. And therefore, I know that Karen has done an enormous amount and certainly have supported many of you in the past. And she would continue to do so. And I know that Elizabeth, as Karen's daughter, is a fine and is a fine and very good and compassionate and caring individual, as is her mother. And therefore, these people are what? Standing alone in this situation. So, to Karen's friends and to Elizabeth's friends, I say to all of you, shame on you. Shame on every one of you for not having the guts to come forward and speak up. It is one thing when the police or any agency does good work and takes pride in their profession, and certainly being the police, their profession being, and their obligation, of course, is to protect and to serve. When they do that well, it is fine to praise them. But also, when there are people that, and there are many bad apples, and in this case, there's probably a basket full of bad apples. Therefore, when they do something, when there is wrongdoing, and there certainly is wrongdoing in this incident on behalf of the Hollywood Police Department and these officers, therefore, then people need to speak up and exercise their freedom of speech. Well, so far, I'm not hearing very much, if anything, in regards to the freedom of speech and people speaking up. So as Karen's friends and as Elizabeth's friends, so what do? Listen to the show, look at the videos, and turn your back and walk away. Well, let me say this. Then, if it should happen to your sons and your daughters, then I would hope that your friends maybe would come forward instead of walking away and ignoring the situation like all of you are doing. And there's an old saying, and there's a very familiar saying, that Spirit has always said and continues to say to me, and that is, people will always make time for what they wish to do and want to do. So if you truly wanted to do it, you would be doing it, and you would come forward, and you would speak up, and you would say something. You would also acknowledge the many emails and messages that have been sent out. And I do know that Karen has certainly sent out a number of emails, and so have I. And I'm sure that Elizabeth has as well. All to a complete and total silence in response. And that, I find, is despicable on all of your parts, every one of you. And it is totally inexcusable. And I've often said, and I will continue to say, that when I have personal friends, and friends that I do call personal friends, I expect them to speak up and say something in defense of me and anyone else that I would be aware of and know of and consider as a friend. And I know that Karen and her daughter Elizabeth both would do this. Yet, who are doing it for them? Who's doing it for them? No one. But again, total silence we get. And they get. And that is the most unfortunate thing. And again, I question why. And the other thing is that all of you need to ask yourselves that no matter where you live, in any state, province, country, whatever, remember one thing. It can be happening to you. And the police can do the same thing to you. So if you were in Elizabeth's position, you wouldn't want anyone to speak out. You wouldn't want anyone to complain. You wouldn't want, and there would be no demanding of any answers, I take it. I'm sure there would be. So in this situation, you're doing what? This, I find, is despicable, disgusting, and quite frankly, I find it totally appalling. So in other words, all of you claim to be so compassionate and so loving. Yes, maybe, but I haven't seen it, and I certainly know that Elizabeth and Karen has not seen it. Has there been any of you? And I know there are some that's living right in the within the state of Florida. No one has contacted Karen and asked and said, how is your daughter doing after the situation, after the assault that she had in regards to these three police officers? No one had said a word. Isn't that strange? Yes, indeed. Very strange. So there's one thing, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting near the end of the show. And anyway, again, I thank you for joining me this afternoon. And I would say to all of you, certainly, to be safe and may God bless. But there's something I would like to put out. And this basically it would be my own idea, of course. And that is, I do feel that, and may I suggest, that all the police cars within the state of Florida should actually have a bumper sticker on the back of their car that says, I'm a cop, and yes, I am not a crook. Therefore, everybody, thank you, and good afternoon.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you.
around and wait for the phone to ring. Waiting for someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe down the ring.